Father, there is freedom. We look to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit
lift your eyes to heaven.
shepherd who takes care of you. Hallelujah. Your provider, the one who's leading you. Hallelujah.
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
Oh, there's freedom. Sing Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom.
Oh yes, freedom in you, freedom in you. Oh,
Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace.
Oh, it's falling on.
Falling on every face. There is freedom.
Sing it. Yes, Jesus, you reign. Jesus, you reign. Oh,
Jesus reigns.
Praise the Lord. There is freedom in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everyone. Back in the house of the Lord, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. Lord, we thank you that there is freedom in this place to worship you, to give thanks, to speak to you, to hear from you, to bless your holy name, and to know that you are God and God by yourself. We bless you and we thank you. Thank you for your holy presence, your precious presence. Fills this sanctuary right now. And those who come with expectation, may they receive from you. May they walk in the freedom that you've given to them to be the children of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, we bless Apostle, our Bishop, strengthen him, be with him. See, now heads for the mission field. We expect a mighty harvest. Strength to strength, glory to glory, favor to favor, healings, miracles, salvation, household salvation, freedom from those that are in captivity. In the name of Jesus, unusual miracle, unusual grace, unusual dimension of your glory. Bless him, meet his need as you meet the need of the people. And meet the need of Glory and Peace Church and all those who support this ministry. In Jesus' mighty name, be with us here tonight. Thank you for utterance to speak your word. Let your word bring freedom to your people. Let them be a shift back to the household of God, back in the Father's house, back walking with the Lord. Like Enoch walked with you, in the name of Jesus. Walk with you as Jesus walked with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, shalom, everyone. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, we're going to go straight into the word. And message tonight that the Lord gave to me to speak to us about. It's a simple message, but it's everything about God. God has made it easy. Most times we complicate, make complication leave our lives in the name of Jesus. May the word of the Lord come with ease, with power, with strength, with the goodness of God and his intent. And may we walk with him forevermore. Amen. All right, the message tonight is going to be trust. Just simple word, trust. trust. It's difficult to trust people today. You give them something, they change it to something else. They betray you. You cannot use the way we deal with man to deal with God, because God is not a liar. Amen? What God says is what he does. Man lies, but God doesn't. Amen. So we can trust him. When we say we trust, we put our hope, we put our care, we put our confidence in the Lord, not in ourselves. If you trust in man, man will fail you. If you trust in things, things will fail you. If you trust in your government will fail you. If you trust in any leader, the leader will fail you, but you're going to trust in the living God. Amen. Say amen. So say, Lord, tonight I'm going to put my trust in you. Yes, the word of God says we should trust the Lord. Amen. Well, we all know what trust is, because people are married, people have children. You have to live in the same house to, you have to believe that that person you're married to is not a murderer. May mind you, some people end up being that, so may you never have that encounter in the name of Jesus. But they trust to be in that relationship. Amen? You go to a church, you trust your church. That's why you keep coming to the same place. So we have trust. So everybody have the ability to trust. A baby trusts in the parent. If you put 4 or 5 parents around and there's one baby, that baby does not belong to those 5 parents. It belongs to one. So that baby is going to trust only that parent is. So if you line 4 or 5 parents and there's only one baby and everyone say, come here, baby, who do you think the baby will go to? Only the parent, because they have a relationship. Their relationship did not start today. The baby knows the voice of that parent. The baby knows the look of that parent. The baby knows the scent, because we have pheromone. And that pheromone, it's not a perfume that you smell with your natural nose, but the baby smells it and knows that is my parent. And the baby will run to that parent. May we run to God because we have a relationship with him. If you don't have one with him today, may you enter that relationship so that you can be in that place of trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, what is lacking in our world today is peace. Everybody's looking for peace. Right now, there are wars in different places. And people are wondering, is it going to come here? What's going to happen next? Well, you don't have to worry about those things, because the Lord told you they are going to happen. But he told you, be of good cheer. I have overcome. Hallelujah. So more than ever, we should rejoice. So let's look at the scripture. Isaiah 26. We'll look at Isaiah 26. We'll read from verse 3. Isaiah 26. It said, Thou there is God. You can read the whole chapter at your own time. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So when you get perfect peace, where are you going to get it? You're going to get it because you put your what? Your trust in the Lord. The key is trust. You trust God, he's going to put you in perfect peace. Why? How can he put you in perfect peace? That perfect and that word peace, they both mean the same thing. Shalom, shalom. He's going to put you in his shalom, shalom. Amen? He's going to put you in the place of safety, place of health, place of provision, place of where all troubles, he fights for you. Amen? He takes care of you, just like a parent take care of a child. May God take care of you and me. In the name of Jesus. Say, but you got to put your mind on him. Amen? Say, your mind is stayed on him. So your mind is not stayed on your problems. As long as you live in the earth realm, there will be problems. So take your mind. You've been given the power to override problems by taking your mind out of problems. But what do we do with problems? We mold them. We sit there, we stew on it, we marinate on it. And before, when you marinate a piece of chicken, what happens? You put all the seasoning and spices, a raw piece of chicken, and you put some spices and seasoning on it. What happens to that piece of chicken? It changes. It begins, that thing begins to get infused into that piece of flesh. If you carry problems and you keep on mauling on it over and over, what's it going to do? It's going to infuse into your flesh. And then you will have trouble. But the Lord say, get your mind off your problem. Whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's marital problem, whether it's family problem, whether it's work problem, business problem, ministry problem, financial problem, you name it, say, get your mind. Keep your mind where? On the Lord. Somebody say, I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. He didn't say just keep it and leave. He said what? Stay. Stay. So when an issue arises, where should you shift? See the issue, but get out of that. Look at the Lord. Can we learn to practice that? You will find you will have peace that passes man's understanding. Say, because he trusts in the Lord. So first trust the Lord, put your mind on the Lord. Then God say you will have what? Not only peace, you will have perfect peace. I receive that perfect peace. And I stay in that realm of perfect peace. In the name of Jesus. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, Isaiah 26, 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. How long should you trust him? Forever. Even when you don't see the result you're looking for, immediately you should do what? Trust him. The need has become a mountain staring at you. But it says, trust the Lord. Take your eyes off. Most times we can't take our eyes off it. I don't understand. Do you like, you know, if you stay there, what's going to happen? From a little problem, the problem start multiplying. May your problem not multiply, but may they reduce and leave. In the name of Jesus, I put my trust in him. Hallelujah. We sang that song this morning, but this message was prepared before that. I said, look at that. So God was preparing our mind all day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord for how many times? 1, 2, 1,000, 100, forever. Forever, as long as it takes, I'm going to wait on the Lord. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. May God become our strength. In the name of Jesus, he is the answer. He is the answer. Man will promise and fail, but God never promise and fail. He'll come through. Sometimes it looks like God is deaf, but he's not deaf. He's going to do things at his own time. May God come through for every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Those listening to me, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if life has given up on you. People have given up on you. Even your own body, your flesh, your family. The things you have put your trust in, they have not failed you, but I guarantee you tonight that God never fails. Try him and put your trust in him, and he's going to come through for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so I told you you have time, read that whole chapter. Let's go to Proverbs 3. May God give you strength. Oh, there's one more verse in that Isaiah 26. I like verse 12. You put verse 12 up for me. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. He said, Lord, thou will ordain what? Peace for us. For thou also have wrought all our works in us. Everything that needs to be taken care of, God's going to work it out. I receive solutions. I receive answers from my heavenly Father. Say amen. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust. So cast all your cares on the Lord. Put your life in his hands. He's the best life assurance. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. How should we trust the Lord? With all our heart. We must not lean unto our own what? Understanding. Most times, you know, we are humans with mind. Our mind think logically, think about things. That's how we've been trained. 1 + 1 = 2, right? 2 + 2 = 4. But if God now says, that's not the answer I'm giving, I'm going to say, this problem that has become 4 problems, I say 0. Does math work that way? 2 + 2 problems is what? 4 problems, right? And God is saying 2 + 2 problem is what? 0. Nothing. It does not exist in him. Did you get that? So what am I saying? It says, don't lean. Our own understanding says 2 + 2 = 4. Say, don't lean on that. And God is saying, I say 2 + 2 = what? Nothing. When it comes to problem. So shift from that to God. Don't lean on the understanding you have learned by yourself, that the world has taught you. Lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not. How, if all my heart is really trusting him, where does all this confusion come from? So that means I have to go back to my heart. I say, heart, you have not been faithful to the Lord. Get back on trusting him. Get back like that little baby. Praise the Lord. Have you seen a baby wake up and take a bath by themselves? Everything about the baby is scheduled by the parent. The baby cry, the mother or the father jumps. The baby needs cleaning, the parent does it. The baby needs food, the parent does it. The baby just moves in freedom. But God doesn't want you to remain at the baby stage forever. After a while, he wants you to do things the way he does things. So he's training you how to be like him. He will do things for you, but after a while, he wants you to learn how to do it. May you learn to apply what you are hearing. In the name of Jesus, may we be hearers and doers. You can do this. Like I said, God has not complicated things. We allow our own understanding, our own mind to do what? Complicate things. So God is saying, lean on me. May you lean on him starting from today. May you not put your trust in yourself, but put your trust in the Lord. Because even you will fail yourself. The next verse of Proverbs 3, verse 6. Remember, the message tonight is what? Trust. Just trust God. Hallelujah. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We have many paths in life, many journeys we have to take. In every journey we have to take, may we allow the Lord to direct our path. May he show us. May we learn to. How does he direct our path? We learn to lean on him. We learn to listen to him. We learn to hear him. And he'll tell you, do this, do that. When he tells you, you do that. Don't second guess. Many people say, I don't hear God. Well, God speaks all the time. He actually speaks more than we do. But most times we lean on our own understanding. We just go, yeah, and don't hear him. He speaks. Hallelujah. If you have not been hearing him, say, Lord, speak to me. I like to hear your voice. Every parent speaks to their child. Where do children learn how to speak from? They hear the voice of the parents speaking all the time. Where do you think parents got that from? From our heavenly parent, God. May you learn to hear his voice. Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Not only do they hear my voice, they know my voice. And they hear my voice. And they come only at his call. May you hear that call and may you follow that path. It says, take lane A. Lane A it is, not lane Z. Hallelujah. Lane Z might look so clean, so straight, so perfect, but lane A looks so rugged. You might see snakes and scorpions are on that lane, and God says, take it. What do? You take it, because it's giving you power over scorpions, over snakes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May every darkness be pierced from your life. As you take that step, light is approaching that thing. And so shall they die. In the name of Jesus. The things that are in that path to harm you, they will give way. So don't be afraid. Take the path the Lord has given to you. Lord, direct my path. Say, Lord, direct all my paths. All I need to do is acknowledge him. That means whatever he says, do only that. Say amen. Next verse. I'm going to do it up to maybe 10. 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. May you not be hearing God and then you are still saying, but God this, but God that. After a while, but will live your life. Amen? Because logic will always come. The Bible says the carnal mind is enmity with God. So you got to study Romans 8 for yourself. Amen? I invite you to go there, so stick to the message so we don't lose you in the bush. Praise the Lord. So you need to train yourself, train your mind. He said, he will be in perfect peace whose mind is where? Stayed on him. It's not stayed on anything else but the Lord. And when you stay on him, he begins to show you things. And sometimes it will even scare you and say, this God is too much. Your knower will be enlightened. You begin to know things. And you begin to see things. And you begin to see clearly. May the Lord help every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So if you're wise in your own eyes and you are the one that thinks, I know better than God, you're going to fall into evil. May every one of us be delivered from every temptation and every evil. May our eyes be on the Lord. Doesn't matter. You know why we shift? Because you don't want to wait on the Lord because of other people's view and opinion. If you live on other people's view and opinion, you are going to fall into evil. Just stay on the view of the Lord. Most times it's not a popular view, but that's the best view. Say amen. Hallelujah. I always say we only have 121 plus years lease on this earth. What are you going to trade? Lease, you're giving a lease. You're a visitor. You came here for just adventure. 120 years. You can go plus because of the blessing of Abraham. He lived up to 175. So, if we increase it, say 175. You're not giving 200 years lease, but that's the lease you're giving. Except you believe for you'll never die. Like there's somebody who did that. Can you tell me who believed God that he'll never die? Enoch walked with God and he never died. The Bible says he believed. It didn't just happen. He believed he will never die. So if you believe you'll never die, you will not die. Jesus said many here will not die if they believe I'm the resurrection and life. So you have that choice. But if you feel like going to go enjoy heaven early, well, you've given a short lease. I want 20 years, 175 years, 200 years is a very short period of time compared forever. Forever is not million, it's not zillion. There's no word for it. The only word we're given is eternity. It keeps going on and on. So what would you trade that small, tiny space of time to forever? I will stick to the Lord. Job understood this. That's why he was able to say, even though he slay me, yet will I serve him. May you have that understanding tonight that you're going to focus on the Lord. Not what people think about you, not how they look at you, but how the Lord looks at you. What does God see when he looks at your heart? May you truly be his child. May you be a child that God so loved. He loved you already, but you want him to so love you every day. Say amen. May you spend forever with him. Do you understand the adventures we are going to have? Forever. Forever. When you look up, you see the stars. Now we understand those stars are different planets. We just call them stars. How many, one day you get to not just see them so far, you get to explore them. And you don't need any space suit. How amazing that would be. I can just say, Lindsay, let's go. Which one do you want to go today? We just go. And we stay forever young. Forever young. Forever alive. Hallelujah. So focus on the Lord. We are now in the days where people are wise in their own mind. They're coming up with things. Evil imagination. Things that you don't expect them to be doing, they're coming up with them. May the Lord help us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Bible says, keep your eyes on Jesus, for he's the author, what? And the finisher of our faith. That's in Hebrews 12. And just put that scripture up again, so make sure I'm not quoting wrong. Hebrews 12:2. Looking where? Unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Because of shame, you will compromise. Because of shame, you will compromise. May you not compromise because of shame. He just said, whatever it is, can you imagine the King of Glory being beaten and paraded on the streets? The one, he's the living word that is used in making everything that you see. He had the power to stop all of that nonsense. But he didn't care about the shame. Temporary shame. May temporary shame not allow you to compromise your walk with God. In the name of Jesus. May temporary opinions of yourself and from other people not cause you to compromise. May you keep your eyes on our precious Savior Jesus. That you will finish your walk with the Lord in greatness. You will enter glory without spot, wrinkle, and blemish. If we begin to forget, let them shame me, let them talk about me, who cares? Why do you care about what people say about you? You have to rise above that. People will always talk. You do good for people, they will talk about you. You do bad, they will talk about you. So why don't you just do what God says? Let them say. They are accountable for themselves. Just walk with God. Lord, help me to walk with you. Can you pray that tonight? Say, Lord, help me to walk with you. I will not lean on my own understanding. Back to Proverbs 3, verse 8. Proverbs 3, 8. It says, it shall be what? Health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We can live in divine health. Praise the Lord. When I was looking at when we were worshiping the video, you know, when they saw that, I think I was wearing the same outfit. Yeah, I just saw that. But I was going through something while I was there. I was praising God. And, you know, but God has brought me from that. Praise the Lord. Now, just looking at it, you know, I'm there, you know, we go through things. There's no point. You don't want pastor come here and say, oh, today I have this blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. No, you came for life. You didn't come to hear problems. Say amen. You just walk it through and give it to the Lord. And God fix that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't care if I just... Let's leave that to God be the glory. We'll talk about that someday. Praise God forevermore. Praise the Lord forevermore. Every journey you are going through, you are passing through. You are just passing through. They are just shadows. Don't park there. Keep moving. If you have to crawl, crawl. Or may God give you strength to walk. Jehovah is our everlasting strength. That's what we read in Isaiah 26, right? It's our everlasting strength. May you receive health. The word of God, when you begin to lean on him, your health will improve. Say health to your neighbor. What's your neighbor? That's your connection to your parent, to your mom. That's where your life was flowing into you. Through that's that thread of life where it was coming, your feeding, your nutrients, everything. It says the word of God will bring you. Go back to verse 7 again before 8. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and what depart from evil. When you do that, when you depart from evil, health will improve. Turn to verse 8. It shall be what? Health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Most sicknesses are from the devil and from sin and rebellion. Sin and sickness, they are the same. Jesus said, what does it say? What is it easy for me to just say, thy sin be forgiven, they will be healed? Hallelujah. May we be free from sickness and disease. When we catch ourselves doing stuff, just say, I repent. How hard is that? Just repent. Get out of there and turn back to God. Get your eyes off there and get back to the Lord. Only the Lord knows your heart and you know what you are doing in there. So don't deceive yourself. God is not mocked. The Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. So stop sinning against yourself. Turn to the Lord. Say, I will turn to the Lord. Say, I will turn to the Lord. Say, amen. Verse 9. Why marrows of your bone? Because in the marrow, blood is what? Life is in the blood. And the blood is formed from where? The marrow. May your marrow be healthy. May your blood system be healthy. May the blood of Jesus cleanse your blood. Cleanse my blood. In the name of Jesus, the blood is speaking cleanse, cleanse. The Bible said the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. May the blood of the Lamb continue to wash and cleanse us. Purify our own blood. In the name of Jesus, learn to apply the blood. It says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Every sickness, disease will pass over. Even death passes over. Cannot touch. Apply the blood to your life. Say amen. Someone say, my blood is healthy. The blood of Jesus overrides my blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. So when you put your trust in the Lord, you're just fine. Hallelujah. You're connected. Somebody say, I'm connected. He's the vine. He says he's the vine. John 15 tells us that, right? He's the vine, and we are what? Please put John 15. I'm coming. I'm almost done. I just have two more verses to finish from here. Go back to John 15. I am what? John 15, 1. I am what? The true vine. And my Father is what? The husbandman. I'd like you to read that whole chapter at your own time. Let me see if I can do just a few. Continue. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. Now you are clean. How are you clean? You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So let us connect to the true vine, so that true vine, the word flowing through it, will go into our branches. That God will cut and prune all the bad things from our life, that will begin to bear more fruits, good fruits. Say amen. Say, Lord, purge me, cleanse me, purify my life. Let me bear good fruits. Anytime you cut something, it's pain. Anytime you're going through difficulties, God is pruning you. What did I say? Anytime you're going through difficulties, you're being what? Pruned. Yes, the devil will bring problem, but God is pruning you. That's when you turn to God. That's not when you hide. You run to him. You call on him. You disturb him. Lord, help me. If you don't know how to pray, say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. You can talk like a parrot then. Help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me, help me. And he'll help you. Peter did not have vocabulary of prayers. He was just a talker. He loved the Lord, so he thinks. But he doesn't understand. He has not understood how to lean on the Lord. He is with the Lord, but he has not leaned on the Lord. The Lord can be present, and yet you are not into him. May you be in him. Say amen. So Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. What did Peter want to do? Walk on the water. He's doing it. I can do it. I'll try. But and the Lord said, come. But the power that was holding him above the water was the one that said what? Come. Then it's time for him to learn to lean on the Lord so he can practice, because God will start with you and then he wants you to do what? Practice what he has shown you. And Peter said, sinking. And as Peter said, sinking, what did he do? Cried out. He learned to call on the Lord. May you learn to call on the Lord. Because that wasn't just happening. Jesus said, anything I do, I'm taking my order from the Father. So Jesus, walking on the water there, he was taking his order from the Father, leaning on the Father. Peter just thought, oh, this just happened if I just do it. No, because that would be a mistake. Because many good things happen when you are around God and you just think they just happen. Nothing just happened. They happened based on God's principle. And God wants us to learn how to do that. May we lean on him. Say, Lord, help me to lean on you. And when Peter cried, help! What happened? Did Jesus carry him all the way across the water? No. Peter walked all the way by himself. May your cry change your life today. Change your walk in the name of Jesus. So leaning on the Lord profits us. Proverbs 3:9. Let's go to Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with all what? Thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. Verse 10. So shall thy barns be what? Filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. In other words, everything God has given to us as income, we should do what? Learn to give to the Lord. Amen? Learn to give to the Lord the first fruits of our increase. He said our barns will be full. May plenty enter your home. May abundance enter your home. But abundance will never come if you don't know how to sow. May you learn how to sow. When you begin to understand the joy of it, nobody will tell you to do it. You know how to do it. You want to do it. May the Lord help us not to lean on our own understanding. Our understanding is, if I give this, then I will have less. But God says, if you give, you get more. Remember I said, his math and our math is not the same. May we follow God's mathematics. 1 + 1 = 1. The two shall be one. 1 + 1 = 2 in our logic, but 1 + 1 in God is what? 1. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. May we follow his ways. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Proverbs 2. I won't be able to do all of Proverbs 2. I encourage you to read the whole of Proverbs 2. You can read 3 also at your own time. Let me see. I just do a little bit. Proverbs chapter 2. Let's start from verse 1. Say, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, verse 2, so that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding. 4, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Then, see all the instruction. 4 verses are instructing you what to do. Then, if you do this, then, somebody say then, shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God? How many of you want to understand the fear of the Lord? I pray it all the time. Every Sunday I say, the fear of the Lord. That's one of the spirit that Jesus operated on. You have to have the fear of the Lord. When the fear of the Lord is guiding your heart, you will choose correctly all the time. You will choose the Lord. Say amen. You need the fear of the Lord to guide your heart. Everybody is faced with the same temptation. It's easy to fall into temptation, but when the fear of the Lord is present, temptation is no longer temptation. You know that you know that is not your choice. Somebody say, I don't even get tempted. Temptation will come. When temptation came to Jesus, was he tempted? The devil tempted him, but did Jesus feel like this is, should I do this or not do this? Should I do this? Did he have that kind of a mindset? He just knew what the answer is for himself. When the fear of the Lord is guiding you, you will know what the answer is. Say amen. You just know. So the devil no longer is a match for you. You will overcome. May God grant us his fear. Then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. So if you don't understand the fear of the Lord, go and study Proverbs 2, verse 1 to 4. Do that part first. Learn to hear, learn to obey, learn to do what he tells you. Verse 6, I'll read a little bit more and then get out of there. So there are 22 verses. Read all of it at your own time. Verse 6, for the Lord does what? Giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So you must be in his presence to get that. He comes from his mouth. So as you spend time with him, he breathes on you. He speaks to you. And that is transferred and transfused into your system. Say, Lord, I invite your presence into my life. Speak to me. anytime, anywhere, any place, in the name of Jesus. And when you begin to do that, you can be having conversation with another person, and the Lord is speaking, and you are hearing the Lord clearly. Somebody shout hallelujah, and you will follow that instruction. Praise the Lord. I'll just do up to verse 7, so the rest do it. He laid up what? Sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. So he becomes the one that protects you. Hallelujah. May we walk uprightly with the Lord. Lord, help my path. Let me walk with you. Let me choose you all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love Proverbs 2. And go on and on. Oh my goodness, it's just a lot. So finish that at your own time. Let me do one more and then we're going to stop there. I don't know, is this time correct or maybe something is broken on it? So praise the Lord. You don't scratch anything and then it's like, boom. Let's do one thing that God tells us not to put our trust. Let's look at Psalm 20. Psalm 20, verse 7. Psalm 20. It says, some trust in where? In chariots, some in horses. But we will do what? Remember the name of the Lord our God. When you remember his name, you trust him. That's my papa. That's my God. That's my father. You ain't going to trust other people. Babies don't trust other people. They only trust their parents. Why don't you try something? Pick up a baby and just say, I'm going to take you home and see what the baby will do to you. They start screaming and wiggling out of your hands in all directions. They don't care whether they fall head down. The baby will just go like that everywhere. I better be careful so my wig doesn't fly off. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You just lean on the Lord. Say some trust in chariots. That's what Pharaoh did. Pharaoh thought his chariots were going to run so fast and deal with the children of Israel. Chariots or no chariots, the children of Israel. God has made another highway for them. Where there was no highway, he made a highway in the sea. Not a puddled sea ground. Dry ground. Dry ground in sea. God is saying, just showing, I am God. That's why I told Moses, say, stand still and see the salvation of God. Salvation of God is perfect. I will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. When you come to a dead end, God will say there's no dead end. You've heard me say it, there's no dead end in God. Somebody make a sticker for me with that. No dead end in God. God, open it. Hallelujah. But they put their trust in chariots. But they had no chariots. They put their trust in Jehovah. Even they were murmuring, but Moses put his trust in the Lord. One person was enough to cause all the other millions to cross over. May somebody here today put their trust in God, that your whole family will cross over to the Lord. Cross over everything that the enemy says, I got you. No, he doesn't get you. He can take you because God makes a way. He's a way maker. He'll open that door. Chariots will fail you. The things you have invested in this earth, they will fail you. And some in horses, the fastest horse, the Arabian horse, all kinds of fast horses, they all failed. The swiftest vehicles, the most posh vehicles, posh aircraft, posh space machines, say they all what? They fail. They'll fail you. Oh, remember the name of the Lord. Can somebody remember the name of the Lord tonight? He told us his name, Jehovah. The I am that I am God. May he be I am present. I am your present help in every moment when you call upon him. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Father, we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. You are our present help in a time of trouble. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and they are saved. We thank you for safety. We thank you, O God, that the righteous will continue to shine. We will continue to shine brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier, loving God and walking with you and listening to you and allowing your breath and your words to fill our lives, that we will bring glory and honor to you. In every situation we face in life, we will know our God is greater than that situation. Whatever you're facing through right now, in that hospital bed, in that marital bed, in that bed of affliction, in that bed of sorrow, rise and come out of it. Know that the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your answer. Come out of that mindset that says it's over. It is not over. There is no dead end in God. Every door is open. Open up your gates and let the King of Glory come through. The gates of glory are open. Walk through that gate. Walk through that path. Walk out of that circumstance. Reach your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help my family. Help my mind. Help my finance. Help my health. Help my ministry. Help my marriage. Help my relationship. Help. I don't know what your need is today. Just say, Lord, help me. You know what? And he hears. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us. And thank you for answers, solutions, victories, and testimonies. We put our trust in you. Say, I put my trust in the Lord, Jehovah. I put my trust in the Lord, Jehovah. Say amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. So let's do what we do well. If you've not given your offering, you can do so now. And practice trusting in him from today. Amen. Take your eyes off the issues. Even things going on in the news, take your eyes off them and say, the Lord reigns. Say amen. Praise God forevermore. All right. It's Bible study on what? Wednesdays, and prayer meeting on Friday. And then we're back again together on Sunday. And then back again on Wednesday and Friday. And on it goes. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have a few people online. Glory to God. All right, let me greet our brothers and our sisters.